92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
Good morning and welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the show today. I'm your host PJ, in the studio with me this morning is Maria and Taylor from Great Southern Restaurants. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having
Good
us.
Good morning.
Absolutely. So what is new at Great Southern?
We don't even know where to start.
There's so many things. There are so many things going on.
Yeah.
Watch out, newsletter plug. If you get our newsletter, you would see that we are well into fall already. Mm-hmm. If you don't get our newsletter, just go to our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Click on the newsletter link and we'll get you signed up so you can hear all about all the things that we've got going on.
Because it is a lot. We were just saying right before we came in the room, our brains are a little tired.
Coordinating quite a bit.
Absolutely. Yes. But it's October. It's October. It is. So for us, we are literally falling into fall.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight starts off our first event of the fall, and that is at Jackson's. And we celebrate, we do this great event, Rosh Hashanah, a Rosh Hashanah dinner at Jackson's. For those of you that don't know, Rosh Hashanah is a celebration that is basically celebrating the Jewish New Year. It's a celebratory event. It's festive. And whether you are Jewish or not, it is fabulous food. So that's happening tonight at Jackson's. And we will be offering a special plate tonight beginning at 5 o'clock, as well as our full dinner menu. And we have just a few seats available. So if you're interested, please give us a call. The number is 850-469-9898. And I just want to tell you a little bit about the dish. Chef Irv Miller, he uses some of his classic family recipes for this event. And so you start the evening with local challah, which is the egg bread that's braided. That's delicious. And then red and golden delicious apples. And it's going to be served with some East Hill honey. And those apples, you dip them in the honey, and that's to signify to have a sweet new year.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move on to the big thing, which is a 10-hour braised brisket. It falls apart, literally falls apart. Then Chef Irv has his mom's kugel, which is a sweet noodle dish with raisins, and it's delicious. And then there's going to be Brussels sprouts and toasted almonds. Again, it's a great event. It's a great way to start the fall, and that's happening tonight at Jackson's.
Is it also still Wind Down Wednesday?
It is. Wednesday is always Wind Down Wednesday,
all
which
right.
means that all the bottles on our wine list are half off.
Mm.
Always a good day to come to Jackson's.
Mm-hmm. And a beautiful atmosphere there. It's an 1860s building.
Absolutely. And we still have that. When Jackson's opened, the whole thought was to kind of take advantage of the historic space. And so I think most folks know that we're on Plaza Ferdinand. And right there was where Andrew Jackson took possession of Florida for the United States from mm-hmm. Spain. And so we are, the whole decor of the restaurant is so that you can be a witness to that event that happened in the park.
That is awesome.
It is awesome. It's cool. We love our history here in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And some great steaks there too.
Absolutely.
History and great steaks.
That's right.
Our next event we have coming up is actually tomorrow, and that is our Atlas Beverage class. And if you've never attended one of our Atlas Beverage classes before, the whole goal is to showcase what our local beverage community has to offer. I say this every single month, but every time you turn around, there is something new. And if you don't notice, you are living under a rock, whether it is a brewery, a winery, a distillery, there's always something new. So the whole goal is to showcase each place. And of course, whether it's a brewery, a winery, a distillery, drink a little bit, eat a little bit, and learn a little bit. So our theme for October is actually going to be our Halloween themed class, and it is Trick or Treat Dark and Dessert Beer. I will go over the menu for that. For the first course, we are featuring the Judge Roy Coffee Bean Stout, and that's from Fairhope Brewing. That's going to be paired with New England Oysters. For our second course, it is the Hooter Brown Ale, which is from Oyster City Brewing. We actually have that on tap at the restaurants. That's going to be paired with Sausage and Peppers Flatbread Pizza. For the third course, we're featuring the Lighthouse Porter from Pensacola Bay Brewing. That's going to be paired with our Clark County Cookout Burger Sliders. And for dessert, we are featuring the Breakfast Stout from Founders Brewing that will be paired with Devil's Food Cake. So to make your reservations, you'll reach out to me, Taylor, taylor@goodgrits.com, 850-287-0200. You can call me, shoot me a text. And if you've never been, it's held outside on our Harbor View deck, which if you haven't come to see us at Atlas recently, it's completely renovated. So we'll be outside on the water with the perfect view of Pensacola Bay, whether it's rain, shine, hot, cold. Each presenter will be discussing the highlighted beverages. For this month, it is going to be our beverage manager, Dean Clark. The classes will consist of four tastings of the beverages paired with four small plates. We like to say they're tapas-style pairings. They're definitely not. Trust us.
They're not.
You are not going to leave hungry. Classes are going to cover the basics as well as specific information regarding the history of each class. We have two classes, like I said, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Now, historically, 5 o'clock is pretty much always sold out. If you are interested in signing up for 5 o'clock, we do have some seatings available, so definitely take advantage of that. For both 5 and 7 o'clock, the class is $30 per person. And make sure, too, if you want to win some cool swag, fun Fish House prizes for tomorrow, we will do some fun little trivia quiz during dessert, which is a lot of fun. And also, too, the weather. The weather is going to be great, so definitely take advantage. Fall weather, as we know here in Florida, does not last very long. So I always say the October class and the November class are perfect if you want to visit us for ABC.
Mm-hmm. So limited seating, it sounds like.
Yes, limited seating, but we do have availability for 5 and 7 o'clock to make yours. Like I said, my name is Taylor. You can reach out to me, taylor@goodgrits.com. Call or text 850-287-0200.
Talk to me a little bit about the trivia. What kind of questions can they expect?
I don't write the trivia questions. I am the MC.
Okay.
But Dean Clark, yeah, it's whatever he talks about with each beverage, the history. Sometimes he throws a random Fish House trivia question in there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people, a lot of regulars that have come to the classes for a really long time. So it's a lot of fun. If you're looking to make some friends, you can also come hang out with me. It is, like I said, a lot of fun and something fun to do on a Thursday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And they can do a little homework beforehand just to learn up and read up on the
restaurant. It is a school theme, Atlas Beverage Class, ABC as we call it.
Uh-huh.
Atlas Beverage Class, we have two semesters keeping with the school theme we do spring and winter, fall. So this is our fall semester and we're excited.
That is awesome. Atlas Oyster House, fresh oysters every day, right?
Every day.
Take advantage on Tuesday. It is 75-cent oyster night at Atlas.
Nice.
Beginning at 5 p.m.
Yes.
Every Tuesday, and get there early because it's packed.
All right. And it was also remodeled in 2023, right? So you have a new atmosphere to the restaurant.
Speaking of school, you really did your homework. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I try to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Is that we had we had been closed for quite some time due to, you know, all the crazy stuff that was going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took advantage at that time to do some remodeling. And it looks great. The atmosphere is cozy. It has a cool vibe. The lighting is really ambient. And the biggest change, other than the decor, of course, is the menu. It used to be kind of what we would always say, the Fish House's little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, if they couldn't get a Fish House, they would go to Atlas. And it had a lot of the same, kind of similar menu items. But Chef Jason, he said, nope, I want to make this its own identity and really focus on creating a new restaurant. And he did. And so it is a fabulous menu. Lots of oysters from all over the place. But then also, too, the appetizers are fantastic. They're really shareable. We have baked oysters. We've got sushi. We've got steak. We've got a little bit of everything. But it really is a brand new restaurant, and we're very proud to have it.
Mm-hmm. And it's won a lot of awards as well.
It has. We're very fortunate. We're very fortunate. All the restaurants. And one of the reasons why we've won awards is because, you know, we love Pensacola and Pensacola loves us, and we wouldn't be able to have any of that if it weren't for our community. So we're very, very, very grateful for
Absolutely. Maria and Taylor from Great Southern Restaurants, our guest today, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for them. What else is new?
Well, we, again, keeping on that fall theme, at Jackson's, we are about to start our new fall menu. So Chef Irv, twice a year, he adjusts the menu, once for the spring, summer, and then for the fall, winter. And so, in fact, tonight, we are having a few friends come to the restaurant, and we're going to do a little tasting and of these new menu items so that Chef can get some feedback. And it's always a great fun time. But we roll out that new menu on Friday, October 11th. Mm. And one of the things that most people ask are, you know, well, what's the difference? What's the difference? Well, there are a lot more cozier dishes on the fall menu, and the sides accompaniments are all more hearty rather than in the spring and summer. Everything's a little bit lighter. In the fall, it's a little bit heavier. And it also gives Chef a chance to do some dishes that he really enjoys. Elk is coming on the menu for the fall, which is which is a big thing. He's got some lamb chops on there, a couple of new appetizers. But you know, one of the things that we're very cognizant about, of there are some superstars on our menu, superstars that people love and they never go away. And so they will all still be there, but then we'll have a number of new dishes to complement what we already have. So that starts on Friday, October 11th. So I tell you that because if there's some things on the menu right now, the spring, summer one, and you want to go get a last taste of that, that preparation of the salmon dish, well, now's the time to go get it because it is going to change. But we always look forward to this because it does. It kind of helps bring in the season when here we don't necessarily have that big of a temperature change. We do other things to help remind us that, oh, yes, it's fall, and this is one of those things.
That is awesome. You guys are really blessed to have a great group of chefs as well as part of your restaurant group. Coming up with unique and innovative things for the menu.
Absolutely. The guys are great. And you know what? Let's just give them a shout out real quick is that we've got, seriously, is that they do an amazing job. At Jackson's, we have Chef Irv Miller, and our chef de cuisine there is Jeremiah Taylor, and our pastry chef is Miko Franklin, and they do an amazing job running that kitchen.
They sure do.
You want to talk about another chef?
I was going to say I'm very blessed in our office because we actually share an office. I think I've spoken on it before, but we share an office with our executive chef of Atlas Oyster House, Jason Hughes. So we were able to be tasting guinea pigs before the new menu for Atlas came out. So I'm very blessed in that way. I'm not going to lie because we love snacks. But of course, he is insanely talented. And he's kind of taken over the executive chef role for Fish House and for Atlas. And then over at Five Sisters, we have Josh Rich, who came into the mix. I want to say it's been a little over a year now. Yeah, and he's really grown and done an amazing job over at Five Sisters. We actually, it's funny, we had somebody share on Facebook about how it reminded them so much of their grandma's cooking, and they don't know whose grandma is back there in the kitchen working their magic. But it's Josh Rich, in case you wanted to know.
There
you
go.
It's Josh.
There you go. And shout out to Chef John Huggins, who really mentored Josh and got him underway. And Chef Huggins, he is one of those, number one, he's awesome, but he goes between all the restaurants, basically, and he helps and he mentors all the chefs at Fish House, Atlas, and Five Sisters, which is great. And then over at Angelina's, I think most folks know we have a new chef there. He's not really new. It's Chef Ian Gillette. He's been there for about 4 years now, and he has taken over the helm and is doing an amazing job there.
And even before Angelina's, if you are familiar to the culinary world in Pensacola, he was in the catering business for a long time, so he's been doing it for a really long time, and he's a very well-known name, so we're very excited to have him as executive chef of Angelina's now.
Absolutely.
Going into that, we have our celebration of the Fall Harvest Food and Wine event over at Angelina's, which will be hosted by our executive chef, Ian Gillette. So Angelina's is pleased once again to offer a special dinner celebrating the fall harvest featuring executive chef Ian Gillette. The dinner will be held in the garden room on Thursday, October 17th at 6 o'clock. And this harvest dinner is a grand tradition that brings communities together to honor the season's bounty. Join us as executive chef Ian Gillette crafts a menu to showcase the best of fall and the South, with a menu including local oysters, wild boar pasta, venison, and local produce. We'll also feature Max Rowe, who is Breakthrough Beverage Luxury Wine Specialist, and he's going to pair really amazing wines with each course. The event cost is $150 per person. That is plus tax and gratuity. I will go over the menu and just, I will apologize in advance. I am not Italian. I do not speak Italian. I am terrible with Italian words. But we'll get through this together.
Just use your little translator on your phone.
Yes.
And when you need to say those words, just hold it up
Maria's
to the mic.
Maria's Italian. She'll be my translator. For the first course, we will feature local oyster on the half shell with blood orange and chili mignonette. For the second course, the antipasti, that's as Italian as I'll get today, is rabbit and pork terrine, pistachio, mustard, grilled focaccia, paired with the wine, which is going to be the Golfi, see you guys, I'm trying my hardest, Golfi Terre Sicilian.
Well, don't worry about the wine.
La-di-da. yeah, that's as Italian as
there's wine.
There's wine.
With a wine.
Yes.
I'll let Max get into that whenever y'all attend the event. For the preemie, it's wild boar and local mushroom ragu and pappardelle, paired with a wine as well. For the secondie, we have seared rainbow trout, spinach and onion puree, garlic, lemon, pine nuts, brown butter, and herbs. And then your second choice for that will be grilled venison, loin, parsnip, celeriac, heirloom carrots, blackberry, and red wine jus. Also paired with a wine. And of course, for dessert, we will have local honey semifreddo, which is honeycomb aged focaccia. Like I said, price per dinner is $150 per person. We do still have a few seats available, and by a few, we mean a few. So if you plan on making your reservation, please don't hesitate to make yours. Call Angelina's 850-542-8398. Or you can visit us at angelinas.com to make your reservation.
Mm-hmm. So, and just on that note is that you can go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com, angelinaspensacola.com, and you can see the full menu there along with the wine pairings. They're all listed there for your...
Good luck pronouncing it yourselves.
For your ease. But again, there are links on the website to make reservations for those dinner. But to say again is that we only have a couple seats available. So if you're interested, please give us a call.
And parking is always a challenge, but... I understand that you have complimentary parking.
Yes, we do.
We do.
In the parking garage at Southtown, if you're coming to dinner, Angelina's, park there, go inside, give the hostess your tag number, and we will validate you every single time.
That is awesome.
So we promise it's not that hard. It's really
it's
not.
It's super easy. Super easy.
And parking at Southtown now is a lot easier. So things have changed over there.
And as you mentioned, reservations are required.
They are, yep. So definitely make yours ASAP. You can call Angelina's or visit us on angelinaspensacola.com. We have a reservation tab up on the right-hand side. It'll take you into Open Table. It's very user-friendly, very easy to use. We always say, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Speaking of reservations, so here's something that if you're thinking about it, now is the time to make them. I know it's only October 2nd, but Thanksgiving is just around the corner.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so we have just announced all of our restaurants and what they're doing for Thanksgiving. And 3 out of 5 take reservations. And so I will tell you that if you are interested in going out for Thanksgiving, now's the time. So one of the things that we've noticed over the years, which is really wonderful, I think that a lot of people are foregoing. If there's only like, 2 or 3, 4 or 5 people for Thanksgiving, they're forgoing cooking at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because what ends up happening in a lot of households, I know in my household, that the ladies are in the kitchen and the guys are out watching football and you don't really talk. And then dinner is served, everyone eats, and then everybody goes back into the kitchen. The guys go back out in the living room. And so there's not really a time to be together. And so a lot of people are going to restaurants for Thanksgiving. And it's the idea of, hey, someone is doing the cooking and the cleaning, and we can spend time together, a focused time together to be able to enjoy the day. So Thanksgiving is one of our biggest days at all of our restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So I will tell you, at Fish House and Atlas, we are going to open both restaurants at 11 a.m. And we're going to be serving a turkey plate, traditional Thanksgiving plate, from 11 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And then we will have dinner service. So Fish House and Atlas are only walk-in. We take no reservations. Keep that in mind. Over at Jackson's, we are going to open at 11, and we'll be open until 6 o'clock. Dinner menu all day long with a Thanksgiving special feature plate.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Five Sisters, note to self, Five Sisters, we don't take reservations. For Thanksgiving, we do. You have to have a reservation at Five Sisters. And it is going to be a two-course a Thanksgiving plate as well as a dessert. And that is all that is available. No menu, just that special two-course dinner. And there are five seatings, one at 11, one at 3, one at 5, and one at 7.
Mm.
Then over at Angelina's, they're doing the same thing that Jackson's is doing. They're open 11 to 6. And the dinner menu is going to be served all day long. And then there will also be a Thanksgiving, traditional Thanksgiving plate as well. So for reservations, you need them for Jackson's, Five Sisters, and Angelina's. Again, go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com. And there you will see a press release that has all of each restaurant's, what their plates are, how much they are, and how to make reservations. But I can't stress to you enough that if you're looking to do that, now is the time to be thinking about that.
Because
they fill up fast.
It's about
really
8 weeks away, but that time will go by very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I do know, I was just looking at Jackson's the other day, and we are probably almost a third of the full already.
Oh, wow.
So it is. It fills up quickly. So if you're interested, please check it out.
Yeah. I would imagine people have family traditions where they're doing this, and that's part of why they're registering so early.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is. It's become a tradition for some folks to be able to celebrate with us. And we love that. And we love being part of people's special celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, we know it is a lot of information. So anything we talk about, hours, we have a full list of our holiday hours up on our website. You can visit greatsouthernrestaurants.com for everything we talked about today. Because okay. We know it's a lot.
Yeah, perfect. So I know that Great Southern has opportunities for people to have weddings, wedding parties, rehearsals, engagements, bridal parties, military parties, birthdays.
Parties of every kind.
Holiday parties, anniversaries,
party
retirement parties. So talk to me about the event spaces a little bit.
Sure. Is that, and funny you should mention that, because we were just talking with Katie Reeves, who is our event manager. And I said, you know, how are you doing for parties? We need to know, because we need to know, you know. She's like, I am booking fast. I'm booking fast, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So again, another thing that people have made into a tradition is having their holiday parties with us at the restaurants. And each one of our restaurants has a private space, if that is something that you're interested in. And all of them have different sizes. So depending upon what your group is, we have the bait shop that seats about 20 people. We've got the governor's room over at Jackson that seats 50. Just depending upon what you're looking for, we've got something for every size group. And I will tell you, our team that works our events, it is Katie and Madison and Logan. They do an awesome job, because basically you leave it up to them. Mm. They will hold your hand and walk you through the entire process and make it easy. You just have to make some decisions, but they will take care of everything to ensure that your event is a success. And they're awesome. And if you go on to our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and if you click on the private events link, you can make an inquiry there where you can send us an email saying, hey, I'm looking to do this party. But then also, too, you can look at each one of our venues and what the spaces are, how many they hold, all the pertinent information that you need, as well as we have our event menus on there so that you can go ahead and look at the space, you can look at the menus that we offer. So we try to make it very easy for people to be able to do that, because we know, because who hasn't been there, is that I know Taylor was just planning a party for
brother's baby shower.
There Aww. You go. And so... So it can be overwhelming mm-hmm. for people, and we know that. And so we try to make it as easy. And again, Katie, Madison, Logan, they do an awesome job. So you can send us an email, events@goodgrits.com, or give us a call at 850-433-9450.
Maria and Taylor from Great Southern Restaurants, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.